Hi, it's Dave. So we've got a leaked email from Elon Musk where he thinks that actually Tesla can reach a $3,000 price target by 2025. So let's take a look at this leaked email here. So Alan Chen, he runs a popular Chinese Tesla YouTube channel, and he got a screenshot from one of his followers. And Elon Musk, supposedly to everybody in Tesla, wrote an email, says, if we execute really well, I agree with ARK Invest. And in the email from Elon Musk, it links to a Tasmanian article that says, ARK Invest confirms a base case for Tesla stock at $3,000 per share, right? This is in 2025. All right, so usually I'm kind of skeptical of kind of emails or leaks like this, but I actually reached out on Twitter and to other people, and I was able to actually to confirm that this email really was sent by Elon Musk according to several independent sources, and I was able to actually see the actual email in different formats from different reliable sources. So in this video, what I want to do is I want to take kind of a bigger picture. I want to share some views on why I think this is significant, and then I'll go into two different specific valuation models that I'll share on a spreadsheet to kind of give an idea of what a $3,000 stock price for Tesla could look like in 2025. All right, so first off, I think it's great to have a CEO like Elon Musk who really believes that Tesla can reach a $3,000 stock price. This is a 4x, right, valuation jump in just 4 years by 2025. Now, Elon isn't perfect with stock price predictions, especially for the short term, but he does have a great track record for longer term stock price. For example, back in 2012, Tesla offered a CEO compensation plan. Tesla was valued at just about $3.5 billion market cap at that time. And the CEO compensation plan basically predicted and forecasted Tesla to be able to reach a $40 billion market cap by 2018, and that actually happened, and Elon Musk was able to fill almost all of his CEO compensation plan. Now, the 2018 CEO compensation plan for Elon Musk had another big, huge valuation jump, and this was from about $50 billion in market cap in 2018 to about $650 billion in market cap by 2028. And just like the previous 2012 compensation plan, we've seen, right, Tesla reach the $650 billion market cap already. Now, Elon now is making kind of a third prediction, right? And he's saying if Tesla executes well, that he thinks Tesla stock can reach a $3,000 price, right, in 2025. Now, a $3,000 stock price would be close to a $3 trillion market cap. That would be a 4x gain in just 4 years, right? Not shabby at all. All right, second off, Elon makes this prediction, but he qualifies the prediction. He says they need to execute well. So what does this mean? It means that certain things have to happen and a lot of things actually have to go right. It's not easy to do a 4x valuation in just 4 years. Tesla needs a big boost in revenue and profitability. And I think this will come through three main things that have to happen, and Tesla needs to execute super well on these three things. All right, so first, Tesla needs to execute on FSD, and they need to do it in a superb, just outstanding way. And here's the reason why. FSD, their full self-driving option, is one of the big reasons why people might be able to pay extra for a Tesla, right? And it's gonna add a lot of profitability, especially if people are willing to pay at least $10,000 upfront for the option or $200 a month, right, subscription. So if Tesla continues to execute on FSD and improves it radically, continuously, then they're gonna give people a reason, right, to pay extra and to get actually higher profits for Tesla with their vehicles. Now, if Tesla gets higher revenue and higher profit, this is going to lead to the big boost in valuation that Elon is predicting. All right, number two, the second area Tesla needs to execute well in is in the successful ramp of 4680 cells. See, they need to do two things with 4680 cells. One is they need to achieve massive cost efficiencies, as described in their last year's battery day. They also need to ramp successfully. They need enough cells in order to provide so they can make, right, enough of these millions of vehicles they need to make the revenue and their profit. If they don't have 4680 cells in quantity, and if not, they're not able to achieve the cost efficiencies that they set out to be, this could be a big problem. It could hamper their production ability and their profitability, which would hamper and lower their valuation as well. All right, number three. The next biggest area for execution is they need to ramp their Gen 4 car, which is their $25,000 car, and they need to do it in high volume. Now, a $25,000 car doesn't necessarily have to be right at $25,000. It could be a bit more. There's inflation, etc. But they do need to, I think, knock it out of the park. This is going to be the next big vehicle platform. It might not just be one vehicle. It might be several vehicles. And it might be different in different continents for different needs. And part of the key of the Gen 4 car is they need to improve cost efficiencies in all areas, right? They need to improve all the production methods. And this is going to be a big step change in terms of the amount, right, of parts and the types of suppliers that they engage. Further, FSD and batteries are going to be super important too. If they don't have top-notch FSD and they don't have the right batteries at the right cost, they're not going to be able to really, I think, make a big push for this $25,000 car. All right, a few more notes before I go into the two valuation models that I said I would share. So I don't think actually Tesla Energy or Tesla Bot is essential to achieving a $3,000 stock price in 2025. Personally, I think it's more about the core product, right, that Tesla offers, which is their vehicles and FSD, because FSD can radically improve, right, the profitability of the vehicles and the desirability. See, Tesla has some great operating leverage going for it, meaning the more vehicles they sell, they get a higher operating profit because their expenses, their operating expenses are not growing as fast. However, FSD is kind of like the ultimate operating leverage on supercharge because FSD is purely software. It's like pretty much all sunk costs in the end, and it doesn't cost more to push an update. So the better FSD is, actually the higher the uptake that people have to buy the option or the subscription, and the higher, right, the profit that Tesla can achieve. All right, one more thing here. There's a potential huge catalyst coming up that will be decided in the next couple months, and that is the possibility of a US electric vehicle rebate. Now, it could be as high as $7,500 or even $10,000. There might be some income restrictions as well. However, I don't think actually this is essential, right, for Tesla to reach their $3,000 price target in 2025. But I do think it could be tremendously helpful because it would spike demand to completely insane, I think, super high levels for many years to come. All right, all that said, let's look into two simple valuation models of how Tesla stock could reach $3,000 in 2025. All right, so this is the first valuation model that I'll present. I'll do two here. Now, valuation models are very subjective. There are many ways to value, right, a business or a company. In a way, valuation is in the eye of the beholder. You can value it in whatever way you wish. Of course, you could be right or you could be wrong, ultimately, right, on the success of the company. In this first valuation model, I'm going to be doing an EBITDA valuation model, so earnings before income, depreciation, taxes, and amortization. Now, what we're going to do is here is I'm going to project the next 4 years out, and I'm going to do two scenarios. One is where Tesla knocks it out of the park. They really execute like crazy. And the second kind of thing is where they kind of do pretty good, but maybe not as high as maybe the expectations that I have for the company. All right, so let's go to this first kind of EBITDA valuation model. We're going to start with the number of cars delivered. So let's say they do 850,000 this year. I think it's pretty conservative. And let's say next year they do 55% growth, right? The following year, 55 down to 50, and then 45% growth in 2025. So by 2025, they're making 4.4 million cars, right, that they deliver in that calendar year. Okay, so based on those assumptions, now these are aggressive assumptions. Tesla really needs to execute well. Now let's add their average sales price, including FSD. Now I'm doing a little bit of some fudging here because rather than mapping out subscriptions as a separate line item with monthly, I'm just gonna kind of include kind of a lump sum of all the different kind of FSD related incomes into this one line item. So the average sales price, let's say with FSD, would be 50,000, and let's say it goes down to about 44,000 in 2025. All right, the total revenues that Tesla gets. Now, I'm focusing just on their core business here. This does not include Tesla Energy, their solar roof, their power walls, etc. But I want to see if their core business of vehicles plus FSD, how much it could accrue really in value. So in 2022, you have revenue of $65 billion. It jumps to $98, $140. And in 2025, you have revenue of $195 billion. Okay, so what if we do an EBITDA margin? So this is more of an adjusted EBITDA margin that Tesla uses. That actually doesn't include actually stock compensation as well. So if we start out at 25%, which I think is pretty reasonable, this last quarter, it was a little bit less than 25%, but I think, you know, Tesla is headed that way. And then let's boost up the EBITDA margins to 28%, 33%, and 40%, because let's say FSD is really knocking it out of the park, right? They're able to really get a ton of FSD money for their cars. And that's one of the main reasons people buy the car. Okay, so their EBITDA basically margin or profit would be $16 billion, $27, $46, and then $78 billion by 2025. Now let's use a multiple, EV to EBITDA multiple. And basically, I shared in my previous video on EBITDA multiples that when you look at Amazon over the past 10 years, it kind of fluctuated between kind of like a 30 to 50. EBITDA multiple. And let's kind of use that similar range for Tesla in this example. But if you start with 50 and let's trend it down to 35 over time. So let's say in 2025, the EBITDA multiple is 35. Now the market cap, based upon all this stuff, you just times the EBITDA by this multiple and you'll get an $823 billion, $1.2 trillion, $1.8 trillion, and then a $2.7 trillion market cap. Okay, so that's kind of a simplified model here. I'm stripping out a lot of the complexities, just getting into the essence of, how much EBITDA, right, cash flow can they get? And let's get a multiple for that for a market cap valuation. Now, this is in the case that Tesla really does super well, right? They're able to sell 4.4 million cars. FSD is rocking. People love the cars, love FSD and everything. All right, let's take a second scenario here where Tesla doesn't do as great. They don't execute as well. And it's subjective, right? Because Tesla still could grow a lot, but maybe they don't meet, let's say, my expectations or perhaps their potential of what I think they could deliver. So let's say Tesla is able to grow at 50%, but then 45, 45, and 40%. So you see a slower growth rate in terms of cars. Now, this is still fantastic, but it's not perhaps reaching their full potential, I think. So they're selling 3.7 million cars in 2025. And let's say their ASP, their average sales price, including full self-driving, actually starts at 50,000 but goes down to 41,000. The reason being is maybe it's not as great, maybe not as many people buy the option for the cars. And so let's say it's a lower sales price that they can achieve. The total revenue goes from $63 billion and up to $153 billion in 2025. Let's say their EBITDA margins are not as high. Again, people don't, let's say, appreciate the full self-driving package as much, etc. And they're not making right as much as they could. So their EBITDA margin goes from 25%, let's say, up to 31% in 2025. And then their EBITDA, basically cash flow would be going from $15 billion all the way to $47 billion in 2025, not as high as their $78 billion, right, in the knocking it out of the park scenario. The EBITDA multiple, let's give a lower multiple, because if Tesla isn't executing as great as they could be in the top scenario, let's say the multiple investors will give is lower. So let's say it starts from 45, but it goes down to 25 multiple in 2025, not as high as the 35, right, multiple that we're giving in the better scenario. So what's the market cap? Here's the conclusion. So you go from $717 billion, $938, $1.1 trillion, $1.2 trillion, basically, right? Now, obviously, some of this stuff could be flawed, and you could change some of the multiples, right? And it makes a huge difference in terms of this market cap. Let's say you give a 30 EBITDA multiple here, you're up to $1.4 trillion. So a lot of it actually depends also on the market sentiment, right? What's the risk appetite? What are the multiples that investors are giving to other growth tech companies in the market too? So a lot of this is subjective. I just want to give kind of an illustration of what could be possible in terms of valuation. Now let's move on to a second valuation model here. Now this is, I call it a super simple, right? Maybe it's called a valuation model for dummies in a sense. And sometimes I think there's so much value in dumbing it down to like the essence, to the core. You could just explain to, an 8-year-old or 7-year-old in terms of how to value a company. So here's kind of the most simple evaluation model I could think of. Basically, what if Tesla in 2025, or let's say it's 2026 too, right? Like, I don't know if it's really dependent on the exact year, right, that Tesla does it. But anyways, they produce and sell 5 million cars, right, in 1 year. And let's say hypothetically, they get an operating profit of $10,000 $1,000 per car. Now, some bears and skeptics will be like, blasphemy, how could Tesla get $10,000 operating profit per car? And they'll go, okay, forget it. Tesla will make $2,000, right? Operating profit per car. And that's fine. You could go ahead and plug in those numbers and come up with your own valuation and defend those valuation numbers. In this case, I'm giving a bull case, right? If Tesla knocks out of the park, FSD is awesome, right? And their cars are just selling like hotcakes. This is the if Tesla executes well scenario, right? That Elon is talking about, I think. So Tesla makes $10,000 operating profit per vehicle. Now, there might be subscription revenue for their FSD, but I'm kind of lump summing it back into this kind of profit per vehicle to make it more simple. So their total operating profit, right, would be basically 5 million cars times 10,000 per car. That's $50 billion in operating profit. And then let's give a multiple off of that, right? How much do you want to pay for a company that's making $50 billion in operating profit? Now, if we look at Amazon, if you take their trailing 12 months, the past 12 months, their operating profit has been about $30 billion with a market cap of about $1.76 trillion. So their multiple that you're getting or investors are attributing to Amazon's operating profit is basically a 60-time multiple off of their operating profit, right? That's how you get basically a $1.8 trillion. So if you do a 60-time multiple off of the $50 billion operating profit hypothetically Tesla can get in 2025, you're looking at a $3 trillion market cap company, which is close to $3,000 stock price. If it's a 50 multiple off of this operating profit of $50 billion, then you're looking at a $2.5 trillion market cap company. So I don't think this is out of the realm if Tesla can actually achieve these crazy numbers, right? 5 million vehicles, $10,000 operating profit per vehicle. And the only way they can achieve that, in my opinion, is, yeah, just like Elon is saying, right? They really need to execute well. Like, this is not the work of a slagger, right? A company that's just kind of inching by, trying to maintain stuff. Like, Tesla really needs to push the envelope to innovate like no other companies are really innovating. They need to really execute fast. They need to do the right thing. They need to really get FSD to this place where it's more mature. It really drives more sales. It increases profitability and revenues. They need to have the whole package with batteries, with cost efficiencies, with their new vehicle lineup. But anyways, I think Elon has a point, and his whole point is Tesla has massive potential ahead. Think about it. You're looking at this multi-trillion dollar transportation market, logistics market, right? You have even nascent industries like Tesla Bot still probably won't play a huge role, I think, in the next few years because they need to make the prototype. But looking out 5 to 10 years, 15 years, right? You're looking at huge, huge industries, humanoid, right? Human labor, the market of human labor. So it's kind of like option call, I think, that investors can have on even further growth in future decades. All right, hope this video has been helpful to everybody. If it has, go ahead and like it. Subscribe to my channel. All my videos can be found as an audio podcast. Just search for Dave Lee on investing in your favorite podcast player. I'm also active on Twitter. Just look for HeyDave7. Also, I'm looking for some help. I've been helping some families who have recently escaped out of Afghanistan, and we're looking for contacts in Canada, especially Vancouver, Canada, to help some of the families get support, but also to get contacts in the government to help expedite a process out of Pakistan into Canada. All right. See you guys in my next video. Thanks.